Hello and welcome to episode 34 of the Blues Guitar Show podcast with me, your host, Ben Martin from www.benmartin-music.com. In this episode, I am going to take you through my entire practice routine and I'm going to encourage you to practice along with me. So I'm going to go through my whole routine right from the start all the way to the finish. I'm going to put the PDFs that you can download in the show notes. I'm also going to send out an email. Make sure you're on my email list. If you're not, head over to my website and sign up to my email list so you can follow along with this practice session. This hopefully is going to be the kind of thing that you can do over and over and over, because a lot of the stuff I'm going to cover in this practice session is stuff that I practice daily, and if not daily, at least weekly. So let's kick off. The beginning part of this practice routine is going to be my finger picking practice. Now, if you haven't listened to some of the podcasts before, when I talk about finger picking, I always use T1, 2, 3. So this is on my picking hand. T is my thumb, 1 is my first finger, 2 is my second finger, and 3 is my third. And the PDFs also use this T1, 2, 3 system. So the very first part, let's have a quick look at the first thing we're going to do. The first one we're going to look at is just called finger picking in the PDF. And it's advanced finger picking pattern number 1. Now what we're going to do is we're going to make a G chord shape. We're going to put our second finger on the top string, fret 3. And we're going to play with T. We're going to play this one. Then with our second and first fingers, we're going to play the open G and D strings. So that's. And then I'm going to use my first finger to hammer on fret two on the third string. So that's. So I'm hammering on from that G to that A. And then if you're looking at the music, you'll see 3 X's. And what that means is that I'm going to slap the strings with my picking hand. Like this. So that's. So let's just play around that one a few times. So, 1, 2, 3, 4. The idea is we want this to be as clean as possible. Okay, let's add in the next 2 notes. The next 2 notes, nice and easy, we're going to go second finger playing string 3, and then first finger playing string 4. So that's. Okay, so that's the first half. So 1, 2, 3, and 4. Okay, next part. I'm going to go back to this 3 on the top string. Then the 2 open strings. Then the slap again. So that's. Last 2, we're just going to go back to the 3 on the top string, and then back to the 2 open strings. So all together, it's. Okay, so let's try that up to speed. So 1, 2, 3, 4. Okay, let's move on to finger picking two. The second finger picking pattern. This is going to use a pattern that goes T1, T2, T3, T2. So what we're going to do is we're going to make a D chord. And then we're going to take off that middle finger there, take off the middle finger from the F sharp. So we're left with 0 on the 4th string, 2 on the 3rd, 3 on the 2nd, and 0 on the 1st. And then we're going to go thumb 1, thumb 2, thumb 3, thumb 2. So let's try that getting a little bit faster. So that's going to be thumb 1, thumb 2, thumb 3, thumb 2. And of course your thumb is on the 4th string, finger 1 on the 3rd, 2 on the 2nd, and 3rd on the 1st. So 1, 2, 3, 4. Missing out the last two if you're reading along with the music. Okay, and then let's add in the last two. So the last two we go back to T1. So it's T1, T2, T3, T2, T1. What I like to do is hold this for four notes afterwards. So that's T1, T2, T3, T2, T1, 2, 3, 4. Okay, then we're going to move on to finger picking three. So this one is a little bit more complex. It's based on that famous Beatles song Blackbird. So what we're going to do is put your first finger on fret 3 on the 5th string. And then I'm using my pinky finger, my little finger, on fret 5 on the B string. We're going to play those two together. And then we're going to do this kind of Travis picking pattern where we play those two together. Then 0 on 3rd string. And then 3, 5, 0. So that's thumb and two together, 1, thumb, 2, 1. So that's the pattern. Just get comfortable playing this one. We're going to do this four times and then we're going to move everything up two frets, just our fretted notes up two frets. So that'd be 1, 2. So that's two times, everything two times. Then we're going to move it up to fret 5. Best way to think of it is that thumb playing is playing 4 on the 3, 4 on the 5. So that's 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4. And again. change shape again. We're going to go up to this fret 7 on the 5th string and fret 8. Still using my little finger here. Same pattern. So that would be 3, 5, 7. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4. Okay, and then the last one, we're going to move that first finger up to fret 8 on the top string. So now we have 8 on the top string and 8 on the second string. And the last, exactly the same pattern. So that starts from here. 5. Try that getting a little bit faster. 1, 2, 1, 2, 3, 4. Okay, so let's go back over those finger picking patterns one more time. Nice and quick. First one. 1, 2, 3, 4. Second one. 1, 2, 3, 4. Third one. 1, 2, 3, 4. Okay, so the next thing we're going to do is start looking at some scales. So this will be the one that says major plus scale plus modes plus 3 notes per string. So the first thing we're going to look at is the Ionian number 1. And I'm going to start these on a fretted note. So I'm going to start this on fret 1. So all we're going to do is follow along with the pattern. Okay, so we're going to start with fret 1, which is the dot on the first fret with the hole in it, as in it's not filled in. That one there, we're going to start that on the F. So we're going to go 1, 3, 5, 1, 3, 5, 2, 3, 5, 2, 3, 5, 3, 5, 6, 3, 5, 6. So this is the Ionian mode. What we're going to do is practice just going up and down from F to G to A. So we're starting on fret 1, then when we get all the way up and all the way down, we're going to start on fret 3, all the way up, all the way down, and then fret 5. Okay? So, 1, 2, 3, 4. Up to fret 3. 1, 2, 3, go. And up to 5, 1, 2, 3, go. Thank you. Okay, and if you find that a little bit difficult, just pause it, practice through it until you can get it to roughly that speed, and then try playing along again. Everyone that can do that easily, let's go a little bit faster. 1, 2, 3, 4. Time a little bit faster. 1, 2, 3, 4. Next one we're going to look at is the Dorian, so number 2. So we're going to start this from number 1 again. So we're going to get fret 1, fret 3, fret 4. So a little bit different sound there. Then go down a string, 1, 3, 5, down a string, 1, 3, 5, down a string, 1, 3, 5, then down a string, we're going to go 3, 4, 6, and 3. 4, 6. So all together. And then again the same thing, starting on the G, the fret 3. One time a little bit fast. 1, 2, 3, 4. I'm just interrupting this episode to let you know about the Blues Guitar Show Plus membership. Plus members get access to weekly lessons each Friday, complete with tabs and downloads. For just $5 a month, you'll get instant access to nearly a year's worth of guitar lessons covering finger picking, fretboard theory, soloing, improvising, slide, and much, much more. If you're tired of bouncing around on YouTube trying to pick up bits of information from here and from there, and you find it hard to commit to regular lessons, this is for you. Details of how to join are in the description below. Now back to the episode. And then the last one that we're going to do, number 3, the Phrygian mode. So we're going to go 1, 2, 4. 1, 2, 4. 1, 3, 4. 1, 3, 4. 1, 3, 5. Now this bit's a little bit difficult. 2, 4, 6. 2, 4, 6. Okay, so all together. Three. 5, 2, 3, 4. Okay, now we're going to look at the blues workout. This is taken from my Finger Picking the Blues workbook. What we're going to do is put our finger barred on fret 5 on the bottom three strings with our little finger on fret 7. We're going to play that pattern there, the D7 shape. What's that? So we do this twice. Down to 4 and 6. Move everything down one fret. Back up one fret. So 1, 2, 3, and a 4 and a. And again 1 and 2. Three and a four and a. One and a two and a three and a four and a. Okay, now the blues workout 2, again taken from a piece in my Finger Picking the Blues workbook. This one we're going to start with an A7 chord, and then we're going to do this rundown 3-2-0, and then 1-2. It's the first bar, so. Sorry, again. Tough kind of shapes to make in this one for the next part. We're going to have 3-2-0, it's that A7, and then, so that's 3-2-0 for the first chord of the second bar, and then the D shape on the second string, fret 4 and 5, move it up one fret, and then this actually calls for a bend, but I'm going to just slide it. Nice and slow. Okay, cool. So let's go back over those two to the previous one. 1, 2, 3, 4. Okay, next we have the blues workout part 3. So let's have a look at this one here. We start with this nice E7 chord, and then it's a rundown. And then this version of the E7. So it's 7, 9, 7, 9, 7. So. Let's try that again. So start with the E7, then 2, 0, 2, 1, 0, 3, and then top and bottom string. That's the first bar. So let's get a bit faster. It's a really cool, fun one, that one. Last thing we're going to practice through today is that minor pentatonic run. So let's just have a quick look at this one. We're going to start on fret 5 there on the A note, and then down a string 7, 5, then 8, then 5. We basically copy and paste this pattern all the way down the neck. Going down from the 8, then okay, so there we have a full half an hour finger picking workout. Now, before we finish, I'm just going to go over a nice 12 bar and E, just as a kind of something to finish it off with. So feel free to play along. Thank you. there we have it, a complete practice along. Now, for any of the downloads, make sure you're subscribed to my mailing list. I'm going to be sending out all this stuff by email. You can also find it on my blog at www.benmartin-music.com. I hope that was useful. I hope that was fun. Please let me know if you want to know any more information about my regular kind of practice routines. Anything you have any questions about, email benmartinmusic@live.co.uk, and I will see you in the next episode. Are you fully fretboard confident? Do you know where the notes are, how they connect, and how they move up and down the strings? My latest book, The Triad Method, is all about using simple three-note shapes to completely unlock the fretboard. This book is absolutely full of light bulb moments that are going to demystify the neck three notes at a time. I've compiled a huge number of diagrams, shapes, and exercises based on over 10 years of teaching this stuff to make it as simple as possible. Download The Triad Method and see for yourself today. Link is in the description below.